Yeah, we've got very similar loadouts for the stuff we have to deal with. I don't know if you know, but Klein makes a screwdriver-shaped 110 60 block. What's the 110? What 110 60? I don't know. I've never had to terminate any of those, thankfully. But that's what I have. I use it for keystones, and it's nice. It's got the adjustable high-low impact, and it's shaped like a screwdriver. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me, but every other punch down I've ever used or owned, they're like the weird rectangle shape that is not ergonomic at all. So I got this thing. I'm like, this is very, very nice. But, yeah, as I go, I end up with more and more crap. I don't know if you've dabbled in any of the German-made pliers, but as soon as I started using those, I had a hard time using anything else.
You got the 66 block, which is vertical, then you got the 110, which is horizontal. So I know what you're getting at. And my Klein cutters, you know, they're angled, and I use those things for everything. I don't use, electrician snips or electronics scissors or anything like that. I can strip the casing, and I can strip the wire on a Cat 6 with my eyes closed. And also, you know, 18.6 and 22.4 in Belden. You know, I've gotten so used to doing it, that's how I do it. I don't use tears.